Now, the CNA 938 World Report.
I'm Benji Hire in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. Golfing star Tiger Woods is seriously injured in a car crash.
He had to be extricated from that wreck with the jaws of life.
The US Congress hears emotional testimony from officers on duty during the riot at the Capitol building.
I received chemical burns to my face that still have not healed to this day.
India brings in new lockdown measures in Mumbai as coronavirus cases soar.
There has been some early evidence of a new strain in Amravati region.
Lawmakers in Hong Kong come under increasing pressure to pledge allegiance to China.
It's hard to see how a meaningful opposition can continue to operate if the criteria of participation is Chinese patriotism.
Facebook backs down on its ban on news in Australia, but now the EU is also considering tighter regulation. That's all ahead on CNA 938 World Report. But first, the latest news.
Laudato Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Tuesday, February 23rd, is the feast of Saint Polycarp, Bishop of Smyrna and martyr. And these are today's headlines. European bishops are calling for a more equitable distribution of the COVID-19 vaccines. The Holy See's Secretary for Relations with States says the foundation of human rights must be rediscovered. And the UN Secretary General has condemned an attack in the Democratic Republic of Congo that resulted in the death of the Italian ambassador and two others. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells.
There are at least 22 fires actively burning throughout the western United States. Our correspondent Rachel Silverman is in San Francisco and joins us now. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
This latest flare-up, I see three people have been killed. It's getting very serious.
The entire town of Calistoga has been evacuated.
Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock. President Trump's doctor says he's being treated for coronavirus with an experimental therapy and he's feeling fatigued. The president's opponent in this November's election, Joe Biden, says he's sending prayers for the health and safety of the president and the first lady. At least three more cases of COVID-19 have been reported at the White House, two of them reporters who cover the presidency, the third a member of White House staff. LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks reports.
The White House doctor says President Trump is being treated with an experimental cocktail of antibiotics. He says the president is fatigued, but he doesn't confirm other reports that the president has a fever. In Michigan, Joe Biden sent Donald Trump wishes for a speedy recovery and urged Americans to wear masks.
Be patriotic. It's not about being a tough guy. It's about doing your part.
And at the White House, staff have finally been told they must wear face masks outside their private offices. Simon Marks, LBC, Washington.